Mishnah Yomi. Today we begin Maseches Demai. Demai is produce that you purchase from an Am Haaretz, from someone who's not so scrupulous in all halachos, in all laws. And there's a concern that this produce, not all the maestros, not all the various tithes were separated. The Bar Tanur explains that the normally, there's no concern, or there is no concern when it comes to truma. There we assume that the Am Aretz did separate the truma, gave it to the Kohen. There are serious ramifications, consequences. It's a capital offense if the truma was not separated properly. But we are not as, but we are concerned that not all the Meiser was separated. The Meiser Rishon to the Levi, the Meiser Sheni that you're going to take for yourself on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, and have to eat it in Yerushalayim, the third and sixth year, separating the Meiser Ani, and also the Meiser Rishon, that when that's separated, given to the Levi, then the Levi would then have to subsequently separate Trumas Meiser, another amount, and give it to the Kohen. So here the concern is that not all of this was separated, and the rule is you have to separate some of the items. Some you do, some you don't. You don't have to separate the Meiser Ani and the Meiser Rishon, that's which Meiser Rishon given to the Levi and the Meiser Ani given to the poor, because there we employ the rule Hamotzi Michavel of Haraya. If the Levi or the poor wants the those items, they have to prove that they deserve it. Here they can't prove it because at the end of the day we're not sure. Maybe the Amarites did separate it. We're just not sure. But when it comes to the Meiser Sheni, and the Trumas Meiser, so Trumas Meiser, we're going to be stringent because it's a capital offense, has to be given to a Kohen. And the situation of the Meiser Ani, that you have to eat yourself and you Yerushalayim or redeem it, so those you have to separate. That's when you buy this produce from an Am Aretz. So now this Mishnah actually begins by saying that there's certain items that you don't have to be concerned about. These are items which are inferior. And either the one possibility is that the Am Aretz will be careful to separate the various Meiser, or the other possibility is that this produce was, since it's inferior, it's not normally grown, and there's a good chance that the Am Aretz himself received this, just took this from something which was hefker, it was growing wild, it was ownerless, which there's no requirement to separate any Trumas and Maisros in that case. And therefore, the Bar Tanur says you actually have a soft fake sveka, a double doubt here. It could be it came from Hefker, it was ownerless, in which case there's no requirement to separate Truma and Maiser. And even if it came from the Am Aretz, the Am Aretz owned it the whole time. So we're not sure. We don't know. It could be an Am Aretz may have separated, not separated, since you have this double doubt. So there's no requirements on behalf of the person who purchases these items from the Am Aretz to separate any additional maestro. So what are the cases where we're lenient? HaKalon Shebedemai. HaShisin, you have wild figs. HaRimin, red dates. HaZradin, you have crab apples. Beno Shuach, white figs. Beno Shikma, you have sycamore. Benovlos, Tamara, you have unripe dates. HaGofanim, you have unripe grapes. Hanitzpa, you have caper fruit. Ub Yehuda, in the Yehuda region of Israel, you have Ha'og, these red berries. Hachomets, you have some sort of soured wine. Shebi Yehuda, again, in which is in the Yehuda region. Vakuspar, and coriander. And then the Mishnah says, Yehuda Omer, kol hashisim peturin, chutz mishel dufra. He says that all figs are exempt, except figs that come from this type of tree called the dufra, which the Bar Tanur says, which produces fruit shtei pamim, two times a year. And apparently it's a little bit more chashev, it's a little more significant, and therefore it's not necessarily something that came from hefker, from what was ownerless, and therefore if you buy it from the Am Aretz, you would have to separate the maestros. Then the Mishnah says, kol rimin peturin chutz mirimi shakmona, that all our red dates are exempt, except ones that come from this Shikmona region, which also are more significant, and it could be it wasn't ownerless, but it was actually owned by the Am Aretz, and therefore you have the doubt where you would have to separate. And call both Shikma, Peturin, and all types of sycamore exempt, Chutz Minha Mostofos. What is the Mostofos? The Bar Tanur says, Shinispashlu Be'ilon. These ripen on the tree. And then they split open by themselves. These are, according to Rehuda, all these last cases in the Mishnah are chashav, are things which are significant, And cheskason she'ein bayin min hafkir, we assume that it did not come, it's not ownerless, but rather the Am Aretz owned it all along, and therefore it's a classic case of demai in which it's a suffix, it's a doubt, and one would have to, if they buy it from the Am Aretz, would have to separate the maestros. The Baruch Nura points out, however, we do not follow this last opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. The next Mishnah says the following: Hadamai ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo bir. The halacha is that when it comes to demai, so there's a leniency involved that since we're not sure whether truma whether the maestros were separated, so you have to separate the maeser sheni on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year. However, the leniency is the following: that normally when you separate maeser sheni and you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, so the if you don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim yet, you can then instead take money, and you can exchange the value on the money, then bring the money to Yerushalayim and purchase food there to eat the food in Yerushalayim. But you have to add a chomesh, you have to add a fifth when you do that. So that's normally when it comes to regular maaser sheni. But here's a case again of suffix, of doubt. We're not sure at the end of the day whether or not really there is a requirement to separate maaser sheni. So you have to do it, but if you want to redeem it, there's no requirement to add this extra fifth. You just redeem it at face value, bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food there. Similarly, ein lo bir. At the end of every third year, in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, so all the truma and maaser that remain, so one has to remove it from the their house. And if it's a truma and maaser, so you give it to the Kohanim, you give it to the Leviim. If you have a maaser ani, you give to the poor. And if you have maaser sheni, so that actually you have to destroy it by that point. So here we say that when it comes to this case of demai, again, which we're not sure, there is no bir. We don't say it in this fourth and seventh year, you have to remove the items by that time. And if it's maaser sheni, to destroy the maaser sheni, that rule does not apply to demai. Furthermore, v'nachal la'onein. An onein is normally not allowed to eat maaser Meister Sheni. The pasuk says lo achalti ba'oni, but that does not apply to this case of suffik, the case of demai. Furthermore, v'nichnas liyushalayim v'yotzei. One is allowed to, if one brought the produce to Yerushalayim, so normally when you bring the produce to Yerushalayim, you cannot go out. You have to eat it there. So here we're taught that if you bring this produce to Yerushalayim and then it exited, and then you brought it out of Yerushalayim, says the Baruch Nura, you can still redeem it. You can still redeem that fruit and eat the fruit if you redeemed it. Then the money you bring back to Yerushalayim and buy more fruit there and eat it there. Says the Baruch Nura, Mashenki Bevadai. That normally, when it comes to Vadai, when you're certain that it requires Maaser Sheni to be, when it's required, certainly that this is Maaser Sheni, a case of that's not Demai, there, once you bring it to Yerushalayim, you're not able to redeem it anymore and bring it outside Yerushalayim. Rather, you have to eat it there. So we don't make this Gezerah when it comes to Demai. Continues the Mishnah, Uma Avdin Esmuuto Bedrachim. That one, if one has just a little bit amount of maaser sheni, and they bring it to Yerushalayim, but they come upon a situation where they're concerned to bring it to Yerushalayim. There's wild animals around. There's robbers. So even if there's a small amount, and still you normally still have to go and bring it. There's no exemptions. But when it comes to demai, so there, if it's just a small amount, you would be allowed to destroy it, and you wouldn't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Similarly, v'nosnu la'am aretz v'yochal kenegdo. If when a person brings the maaser sheni to Yerushalayim, so normally you have to eat it yourself, but in a state of tara, of purity. You can't eat it in a state of impurity, and you shouldn't give it to an am haaretz who may be impure. But when it comes to demai, says the Baruch Nura, nosnu la'am aretz v'yochal Yerushalayim. You can even have the am haaretz eat it in Yerushalayim, even though there's a concern that he might be eating it b'tuma. Nonetheless, you're allowed to do that, and what you do in that situation, v'yochal kenegdo, kenegin ma'ashenos and amaretz, would correspond to that which you gave to the amaretz. You just take some other fruit that you own, and bitara, an impurity, you eat it in Yerushalayim. And you can't normally do this when it comes to regular maaser sheni. You can't give it to the amaretz, because again, they may not be, they may be impure. But the case of the suffix with the ma, you're allowed to do that. And then the Mishnah tells us, concludes, Machalon also kesef ala kesef, nechoshes ala nechoshes, that one is allowed to take the money that they have that they exchanged for the Meiser Sheni, and you can change it. If you have silver, you want to exchange it for different silver, or copper for other copper, or kesef on nechosha, or if you have silver, you want to exchange it for copper, nechosha salapero, so if you have, you exchanged it for copper, but now you want to exchange it now for other fruit, you're allowed to do all of this when it comes to demai. Bavan shiachsav yiftas aperos. The only requirement is that you have to ultimately then redeem it for fruit and eat it then in Yerushalayim. In other words, the Bar Chinura says, Hachik Omar, V'yachol lachzorov liftos asaperos im yirtza. If you want to, you have to eventually then redeem this for other fruit. Divrei Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim yala aperos v'yachol b'yushalayim. V'chachamim say no. Eino yachol lachzorov liftos on elamal aperos v'yushalayim. Once you've already exchanged this for fruit, it was fruit, then it was money, then you exchange it to fruit. At that point, the fruit has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. According to Meir, says no. You can even another time still exchange it for money and then bring it to Yerushalayim and buy fruit there. The Chum say no, and the Chum disagrees. Says though, even with Demai, you can't go that far. Once you've redeemed it, you redeem the fruit to money, then money to fruit. At that point, that fruit has to be brought to Yerushalayim, even with Demai, and can no longer be exchanged.